Road Trip by Anita Montgomery.
Take the picture.
Just hang on a second.
Come on, Wendy. No, just take
the... I'm just trying to figure out the shuttery thingy. You know, the what? The aperture thing?
Here, just take it. Do it. Take it with my cell phone.
No, this will be much better. Better quality. I just haven't used it in a while. Oh, my God. Stand just a tiny bit to a left. Take a step to the left.
Come on. What left? My left or
my
your left?
Quickly. Oh, my God. The sun. The view is just
Yeah, I'd
amazing.
Love to look at it, but you just got me posing for this fucking picture.
Well, never mind. You're going to start swearing at me.
Please just take the picture.
Fine. Done. You're free.
Thank you. Wow, it is beautiful.
Yeah.
The surf's really big, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. Seems big for June. Haven't been here in a while, though.
I'm trying to remember when.
It was John and Kelly's wedding? Yatchits. 2 years ago?
God, you're right. Oh, that was a great vacation. Max was...
Yeah, let's go, okay?
Okay. You want me to drive?
No. I don't think I can pull this off, Wen. The whole family thing, I just don't think I can do it.
You don't have to do anything, Tommy. It's just my family. They want to see us. They love us.
They love you.
They love us. They want to see us.
No, they want to see you. Me, I'm sure they'd rather not see me. They must hate me.
Oh, they do not hate you. Oh, come on.
How could they not?
No.
You don't think their feelings may have changed just a little bit since we last saw them?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. I'm basically responsible for the death of their youngest grandchild.
Nobody thinks that.
Why not? I think that.
You have got to stop this.
I can't be trusted to watch my own kid on
please,
a fucking playground.
Tommy,
so how the fuck can I be any
it.
Sort of decent fucking
down,
husband
please.
For their daughter?
Please, let's not do this.
Do what?
Okay?
Grieve our son?
No, of course not.
Because I really don't know how to not
I
do
am
that
not
right now.
About
of course, it's not
for.
The same for you. You weren't. There.
Please,
you didn't
do this,
let
okay?
him
slow
fall
down.
Or
down, Tom.
Hear
Tom,
him.
Tom, watch
so we're
the
just
road.
Going
watch
to waltz into
there's
the family
road.
Reunion.
Tom, stay right.
Nothing.
Stay right, Tom.
Oh, shit.
Tom, look at him, please. Tom, pull over. Oh, my God. Pull over. Tom, pull over. Right now.
Shit. Honey, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry, honey. Wendy.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe. Don't touch me.
Okay, right. I'm staying over here. I'm not moving. I'm sorry. I am so...
You are a lunatic. I don't even know you.
I know. I'm sorry. Get back in the car.
What, you want to kill us now? You're so grief-stricken, you want to bump us off?
You see? You do think that I killed
that
him.
That is not what I meant.
No, I think that's exactly what you
what
meant.
What do you want from me? Do you think you're the only one that's suffering?
No,
do you think you're the only one who lost someone? The only one who doesn't know what to do about it, what to do about anything?
No. Please, that's not what I... Please, Wendy, get in the car with me. I feel naked out here.
I'm driving now. Give me the keys.
Honey!
Give me the keys. You are not driving.
Okay. Wait a minute. Please, turn off the car. Please, Wendy. I know I've been a complete mess right now. I know that. I'm full of self-pity and self-loathing, but I can't stop. I can't stop seeing
Don't.
Him. Just please let me talk. I can't stop seeing him fall, seeing him on the ground, and I can't stop blaming myself because I was there. I was right there. I was standing there, and I couldn't do a goddamn thing about it.
I am not blaming you.
You're not? Really? How can you not? I cannot fathom how you cannot feel anything but complete disgust for me.
You are not responsible for what happened. I know
Maybe
that.
Maybe in your head, but in your heart, how do you feel? I want to know how you feel.
Not much, actually, except for a blinding hot rage at the sheer meaninglessness of this whole thing.
But I don't see that rage.
Valium, lorazepam, sometimes in a combination with large quantities of red wine. So we are not coping in the same way, Tommy. I am just trying to put one foot in front of the other.
But you are. You are putting one
because
foot
Because
in...
I'm not paralyzed. What do you want me to do, Tom? Should I be tearing my hair and wailing? Would that suit you?
Of course not. No. I just can't seem to reach into you. You're closed to me. And I'm terrified. I'm fucking terrified that I'll turn around and you'll be gone. Every time you leave the house, I think, oh, my God, what if she doesn't come back? What if she gets in a car accident or Somebody hurts her, or she just doesn't come back to the house because she can't stand my guts anymore because I let our boy die!
No. Tommy, no.
Oh, my God,
no,
Max.
You didn't.
My God! I don't know what to do. Please, Wendy, don't leave me, God, Wendy. I don't know what I'd do if you did.
Shh.
I'm just a basket
case.
Tommy,
shh. It's okay, honey. You have to stop beating yourself up. When the hospital called and told me what had happened after I stood there for a while, when I started to move and come to find you, I wondered why you didn't call me. They told me you were there, and for just a moment, I was so angry with you, as angry as I've ever felt, because I thought I had to hear this news from a nurse in the ER, not from my own husband. But that only lasted for a second, because I knew I had this premonition. I could see you sitting on a bed, holding him in your arms, and I knew that you couldn't put him down. And I knew that you couldn't bear to tell me, and I knew that they were going to need me to come help you to get you to let him go, because you couldn't do it. And I knew that I would do exactly the same thing, because I wouldn't be able to tell you that news either. And when I got to the hospital, that was exactly what was going on. The image that I'd seen of you with Max cradled in your arms was exactly the image that I saw when I walked into that room. It was exactly that image, right down to the color of the blanket you had wrapped around him. It was cream.
Cream.
And I looked at you, and I felt grateful. I felt grateful that it wasn't me who had been on that playground with our son. I felt grateful that it isn't me carrying around the weight that you are carrying, because I'm not sure that I could do it.
I don't know anything anymore, except that I love you with everything I've got left.
And don't fall off the roller coaster, okay? You're all I've got, and I need you to be with me. Come here. Wow. Yeah, I'm sorry. Wow, that was the slipperiest, most mucusy kiss I've ever had.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
You're pretty sexy.
Yeah, we're pretty sexy. Yeah. There's some tissues in the glove box, I think.
Excellent.
I'm gonna drive, okay?
Yeah. Babe?
Yeah.
I love your family. I really do.
But you'd rather have a root canal than go to this reunion?
Pretty much, yeah.
So where do you wanna go?
California, Mexico.
You got a passport?
No. We could just drive down the coast to see where we land.
All right.
Seriously?
I don't wanna go either. I just thought it was the right thing to do, you know? They invited us. I don't know, maybe on the way back, or what do you know? We'll see them when we see them.
Oh, sweet. Road trip. Can I hold your hand, or would that be too dangerous?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Good. Radio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You've been listening to Sandbox Radio Live.
Jump into the Sandbox Artist Collective. For more information about us and how
how to get the podcast of this show, visit www.thesandboxac.org. We'll see you back here in October for the next live edition of Sandbox Radio. Wait, I think we forgot something.
What's
that? Dan Tierney? Did we forget to say so long? Norman Bell, Christine Marie Brown, Jin Hammond, Sarah Harlett, Victor Janis, Kelly Kitchens, Mick Coleman, Charles Leggett, Todd Jefferson Moore, David Natale, Kay Brian Neal, Annette Tutongi, and Sean John Walsh. With music from the Sandbox Radio Orchestra. Featuring Dan Tierney, Charles Leggett, Dave Pascal, Rob Whitmer, and Jose Juicy Gonzalez. And I'm Leslie Law. So please join us for the next episode of Sandbox Radio Live and more Theater for Radio Reimagined. Annette Tutongi, our card girl, is going to help us out with some lyric cards because now it's time for you to join in singing so long. Here we go.
Sandbox Radio Live was recorded at West of Lennon on June 20th, 2011. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Rob Whitmer. Charles Leggett's poem, Actor's Resume, was first published in the poetry journal Waterways, Volume 26, Number 7, 2005, out of Staten Island, New York. For more information about the Sandbox Artist Collective, visit thesandboxac.org.